Well, let me start out by saying it's 4:52 and we're back into our general session, having returned from our evaluation. Commissioner Olson.
Yes, thank you. I am asking my commissioner's support to have staff conduct a salary survey for base salary for our CEO, and that work be completed and returned for the board's discussion at our first meeting in February. And I would envision the scope of the survey would be for base salary, and that I know that ER has a lot of records in terms of how it's been conducted in the past, and can probably turn it around pretty quickly, because the utilities are pretty consistent in terms of those that have been surveyed in the past. And I believe that this is needed now, because I believe that what we may find is a significant gap between what market is and where our current CEO salary is. Therefore, I move that we direct staff to conduct the salary survey for the CEO, and the results be presented to the board at our next board meeting for our deliberation.
Okay, there's been a motion made. Is there any conversation, commissioners?
I think it's a responsible thing to do.
Yeah, I agree. I actually think that we should always have data annually, whether we act upon the data or not act upon the data.
Yeah,
I think we
yeah.
should always be knowledgeable when we're making decisions like this.
Yeah, I support that as well. I think that the CEO's contract doesn't specify it that way, but we certainly, the contract does say we certainly have complete authority and to determine whether to do it or not to do it. It's completely at our discretion.
Any other conversation, commissioners? Okay, we have a motion to direct staff to conduct a base salary survey of our CEO position and have that presented at our first meeting in February. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And then, commissioners, there's a motion. There's another topic I'd like to bring up. I'd like us to ask our human resources staff to look at CEO evaluation tools and see if there's a tool they would recommend. I know there's many state-of-the-art evaluation tools out there. Something that gets at a little more discerning about performance and things like that. Any conversation about that?
Well, I think that in general, healthy organizations have objective. They have objective and subjective parts of any evaluation, and I think John's summary of all of his work, the 20 pages, really did a good job of capturing that. But I think something a little more objective detailed maybe would be, as I said, the responsible thing to ask for.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that the commissioners direct staff to come up with some ideas about a CEO evaluation tool. I'll put a date of May 1st on that to have some feedback. Is there any questions or comments about my motion?
I have none.
I'll second, even if we don't need a second.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor of the motion say aye. All those opposed say nay. Nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Is there any other business to come before the commission?
Maybe I could ask Melissa. When we get to the point where more people maybe are working in the building, is there a possibility that we will have discussion about whether the board meetings could still be done virtually?
Yeah, and actually, Commissioner, I've heard through the grapevine that might be one of the governor's parts to his proclamation, is that when they do open up to the public, that you also have to offer a virtual way for the public to participate in the meetings. I don't know if that's for sure, obviously, until we've heard about it. We are, just so the commissioners know, my staff and I have been meeting with facilities and IT folks. We've had a few meetings with them to go over the details of how we're going to handle the public meetings, as far as, you know, making sure the commissioners are 6 feet apart, putting up plexiglass, you know, how many people can we fit in the commission room? We don't know all the answers, only because we don't know what it's going to look like at that time, as far as, you know, is everybody going to have to temperature check to come in the room, or, you know, at that point, is everybody just able to come in? But that's kind of the long way around your question. But we are working with staff to get some options for if we have to do virtually, how we can do that.
But that would be a choice that we as a board could discuss and vote on, right? I mean, that could be a decision.
But I think there's two parts to it. I think if our offices open up to the public, then I think you three as commissioners should be at the building having commission meetings. As far as having the option for customers, that would go back to the commission, just like we had the conversation a year or so ago about having video for our meetings. So that part would. And again, I don't know the details of what the requirements are going to be for coming back and doing actual meetings. So until we know that, some questions we can't answer.
Well, I myself find it very helpful to be able to do this, to involve more people, but also to not have to drive. And with all of the, I think there's more security and safety in the virtual meeting. I mean, if you look at what happens in some public meetings these days, it's, you know, it's just a much safer, more secure environment.
That would be, I mean, it's part of the Open Public Meetings Act, so I guess it would have to come from the governor to change.
That was part of our discussion this morning. I think I raised that question as to whether that was could be a board determination, and I thought I heard and say that that really was a proclamation from the governor for us to be doing virtual meetings.
I think we're talking two things. If I understand Commissioner Wolf, she's saying in the future, when we can get back in the building, is it an option for a commissioner to telecommute to the meeting, to be in the meeting virtually, while others may choose to be present?
Right.
Yes. I think that's what
It wasn't not a situation like that. Okay.
And I think we'd have to talk about that when that happens. We always have allowed commissioners to call in and participate in meetings. Although I will say it's been somewhat challenging to have people just on the phone. So I think it's a good conversation to have. I think we're maybe not there yet.
Yeah, I don't think we're there because we don't even know what that's going to look like or what. I mean, yeah, I think at some point we will have to have that conversation with the board, or you three will have to have that conversation. But I just don't know what that looks like in the future.
Melissa, you just referred to your staff. Would you be able to tell me or us Who's on your staff now? Besides, I know we have Allison, Leela, and a new employee. And who else is on your staff?
Yane.
Okay.
Yane is the executive assistant.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I really wasn't sure who is on your staff. Okay.
All right. I will say that doing these meetings digital has been challenging, and I think staff has done a great job of making mm-hmm. that happen. Mm-hmm. And I also say it has created opportunities. So maybe in this meeting we didn't, but we routinely have four or five members of the public who are participating in the meeting. They're listening, even if they're not giving testimony. Whereas in the past, we might have none or we might have one or two. Mm-hmm. So it's been challenging for some of our constituents as well. So,
well, the thing is, a lot of people who work can't get to our meetings. And this gives them an opportunity to squeeze it into their day, maybe at 1:30. Maybe take half an hour or whatever. and we are making it known that people can access our board book and they could look at our agenda ahead of time. They can know when we're meeting. And so I think it has more benefits than drawbacks personally, but that's just my take on it.
All right. Well, this wasn't really on the agenda. Is there anything else for the good of the order?
Sorry.
That's okay. All right, hearing none, it is now 5:04 p.m. and our meeting is recessed. Everyone, please stay healthy and safe.